Dave, driving around KPOO San Francisco. It's a couple of minutes before 10 o'clock. And the Playwright Center of San Francisco is presenting an interesting event there. It's called 2016 Playoffs Play Festival. And I'm looking at this card, and the font is so small, it's going to need a magnifying glass to read it. But we'll do our best to give you all the details and exactly what this all about. Anyway, it's going to be happening. Let's see. We got an event that's going on today, and it's going to be December 1st today, and that's going through the 10th of this month, 8 o'clock. There are also Saturday matinees on the 3rd and the 10th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're definitely going to check that out. Great play festival, and definitely need a magnifying glass to read all of this. I don't know why they send these cards out. They're hard to read. They're so small. You know, what are you supposed to do? But anyway, I think what I, if I'm not mistaken, if I look at this very carefully, I think it's supposed to take place at exit stage left. I'm not too sure, unless that's just the ticket agency. I'm not too sure. If you want to get tickets for this Playoffs Play Festival, you could go there. And, of course, the playwrights, I can't read this. You know, I really apologize. This is ridiculous. Anyway, but you can go to 156 Eddy Street here in San Francisco for more information. Get tickets for Playoffs Play Festival, okay? They need a bigger font. You can't read this thing. You need a like a microscope, but do apologize for that. But anyway, it should be an interesting play, at least a series of plays. The Playwright Center of San Francisco, again, the premiere of the PGSF 2016 Playoffs Play Festival going on right now through most of this month. So check it out, okay? Anyway, it's 1 minute before the hour of 10 with Dave driving around 89.5. Yes, indeed, we do definitely have some great music for you. And it's time to get back in the holiday spirit, okay? The Miracles.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Oh yeah, I say 'tis the season to be jolly. Good folk of the village, Christ is born, and Mary calls you, ah, ah, lovely is the mother, ah, ah, lovely is the child.
is wrong when the baby's sleeping. It is wrong to cry so loud. Quiet now as she near the cradle. Not a sound, his dreams disturbing. Hush, hush, see him so gently sleeping. Hush, hush, smiling he sleeps and dreams.
There you go, Bill Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The year was 1971. Deck the Halls. From 1971 to 1962, Bobby Blue Bland, Yield Not.
Yield not to temptation, oh my love, while I'm away. Don't you know you gotta be strong, leave all the other guys alone. One bright sunny day, I'll be back home to stay. Yield not,
yield not
temptation, and let no one lead you astray. So many times you're gonna be lonely. So many times you're gonna be blue. But he'll not, he'll not, oh, he'll not, he'll not. Don't you know you gotta be strong, leave all the other guys alone. One bright sunny day, oh, I'll be back home to stay. Yield not,
yield not
to temptation.
Yield not.
In the summer of 1962, the late great Bobby Boom Bland, Yield Not to Temptation. 5 minutes after the hour of 10 with Dave, jiving around KPOO. And from San Antonio, Texas, the year was 1963.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me, dear, tell me you.
Sunny and the Sun Glows from San Antonio, Texas, going back to the fall of 1963. Talk to me, baby. 8 minutes after the hour of 10. Didn't Little Willie John make a recording of that? I think he did. Four Tops now. Shake Me, Wake Me.
All through this long and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love
saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, wake me, when it's over.
When it's over.
Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming, and wake me when it's over.
When it's over.
They say I know it's what it used to be, and everyone knows but me. I close my ears, not wanting to hear, but the words are loud and clear. Through these walls so clear, and I hear my neighbors win. They sing,
she don't love it, she don't love it.
They say my heart's in danger, cause I'm leaving me.
Shake Me, Wake Me, 1965 there, the Four Tops.
Every Friday from noon to 3 p.m. on KPOO is La Verdad Musical de Musical Truth with Avacha, a musical journey where we travel the world on the music of Africa, the Caribbean, bomba plena, jazz, and Latin jazz. It's non-stop rhythm and the healing magic of La Verdad Musical de Musical Truth, Fridays, noon to 3 p.m. with Avacha. Tell the world that I'll be waiting for them at KPOO, 89.5 FM or www.kpoo.com.
KPOO 89.5 has a long history of airplay comprising diverse variety of music. Aside from music, however, KPOO 89.5 is renowned for airing and covering important local events and affairs alike. To keep informed and speak for the local SF Bay Area's population that make up the true soul and fabric of our communities, we are, unquote, the neighborhood's voice. Once again, we the community as a whole, in whatever way, ask you to contribute towards keeping our radio station alive, as well as those that value our broadcast outside the San Francisco Bay Area. Our official goal is $75,000 to maintain annual expenses and equipment updates. You can send your tax-deductible donation to KPOO PO Box 156650, San Francisco, California 94115, or donate online at kpoo.com. Any donation is appreciated. To you, our audience, we thank you.
That's right. KPOO is an independent listener-supported radio station, literally. So we definitely need your help. Please send your donation again. KPOO, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. Or go to the KPOO.com website and click the Support Us. And all donations, of course, are tax-deductible. So far, as of just a few days ago, we've raised over $18,364, but we got a long way to go before the end of the month to achieve our goal of $75,000. So help us out today. I think we're a little bit behind, so come on, folks, do your part. Again, send us a personal check, cashier's check, or a money order to KPOO. And the address, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. Or go to the KPOO website, kpoo.com, and just click the Support Us link page, and you can set up plans and how you're going to pay there with your credit card, like a, you know, a monthly payment or a whole lump sum or something like that. Help us out today, okay? Please, that's very important. 14 minutes after the hour of 10 with Dave jiving around 89.5. And from 1963, we have some Major Lance for you, okay?
There's a place right across town, whenever you're ready. While people gather around, whenever they're ready. And then the music begins to play. You feel the groove coming on its way. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, you get yours, cause I got mine.
First big hit, top 40 at R&B wise. That's right, the summer of 1963. Major Lance, Monkey Time. In the meantime, from 1964, Curtis Mayfield, The Impressions.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look yonder.
A Message record, first time by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. Keep on Pushing from 1964. Barbara Lynn now.
You leave your home for days and days. And I know, I said I know, you got another woman somewhere around. Hey, I'm a good woman. Don't treat me like dirt. I don't go nowhere. You don't take me out. If I put on a nice dress, baby, you wanna start a fight. Even my next door neighbor knows the shape I'm even my so-called friends. Now I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna move away from here and pretend that I have happiness. Yes, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave you.
It was the summer of 1966 for Barbara Lynn, I'm a Good Woman there. Yes, all happening with Dave Jobbing around 89.5 at 22 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock. Prison Focus Radio at the top of the hour. King Curtis, a little soul twist, okay? We'll be right back.
If you are interested in getting the latest information and news about the Bayview Hunters Point Shipyard development, plus other information and events happening in Bayview Hunters Point, you can listen to the live radio broadcast of the Mayor's Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee meeting. This CAC meeting is held every second Monday of the month from 6 until 8 p.m. You can hear it live, gavel to gavel, right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO, and KPOO.com. Stay informed.
And the next live broadcast will be happening on Monday, December 12th. So check it out and keep your dial set right here on 89.5 Radio. Okay, what else have we got? We got some weather for you. Yeah, why not? 59 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. Looks like it's going to be clear later on. And it's going to be raining, remaining 59 degrees all the way until, who knows, sunset, I guess. I don't know. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 48. So it's going to be just definitely good astronomy weather. Going to take my telescope, put it on the Great Nebula in Orion when it rises around 9 o'clock this evening. Friday, it's another clear day, so that's going to be good. A little bit warmer temperature by a couple of degrees there, 61 degrees. And it looks like we're going to have nice weather all the way through Monday, December the 5th, okay, with highs around 60 degrees or so, although it'll be a little bit cooler on Monday with a high of 55. And lows averaging upper 40s, lower 50s all the way through, through Monday. So there's the weather altogether with Dave jiving around 89.5. And I was going to tell you about something here. I'm not too sure exactly what that is, but we're going to figure this thing out. It's Malik Diamond in Return of the Baytime Vader, so I guess it's some type of an event. Okay. Give you a rundown here. On December 21st, 2012, Underground MC and Blacktop Medicine Man Malik Diamond revealed, or traveled rather, to an alternative dimension, a parallel Earth, where the pyramids were crushed and the machine gods were defeated. There, the Earth and her children are healthy and thriving. Now, the Baytime Vader has returned to our world, where life on Earth is on the blink of oblivion. So there you go. The war is on. Something that maybe this guy should be on Coast to Coast. I don't know. But anyway, there you go with George Dory. Anyway, if you want more information about when this event is supposed to take place, this play or whatever it is, you can go to this website, which is Malik Diamond, that's all one word, handcamp.com, okay? And that has all the details on tickets and where it is, the venue, and all that. I don't have any other information. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's all happening here with Dave driving around 89.5. Yeah, we definitely have the music for you. Lots of sounds coming your way, and definitely staying in that holiday spirit with the late, great Otis Redding now. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. Shoot it, treat me nice. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all him a good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should he treat me nice? Christmas, baby.
Otis Redding there, Merry Christmas, baby. Yeah. Anyway, got a lot of respect on Christmas holidays. Aretha definitely has the message with regards to this particular aspect, okay? It's 10:30. There, Queen of Soul, Aretha there, a little respect, yes. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 11. Global Watts. Back to the spring of 1964 there. John Friday's son. I wonder if he had a daughter. 26 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Masqueraders from out of Texas way. The year was 1969, around January, February of that year. Just an average guy. Nothing special. Masqueraders. Here was 1969 there. Just an average guy. Oh, what can I say? 22 minutes before the hour of 11. Prison Focus Radio at the top. Hey, Bobby.
Yes, indeedy. This is Bobby Webb. Be sure to catch the Tuesday morning Bobby Spiderweb Blues Show here on 89.5 KPOO San Francisco. Every Tuesday morning from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, playing the best of the blues. Every Tuesday, keeping the blues alive just for you.
That's right, Bobby, my main man. Every Tuesday morning starting at 9, going on till noon. Of course, we got Blues on Monday with Marilyn from 9 to noon. And, of course, Noel Hayes on Wednesday from 9 to noon. Well, KPOO is kind of your blues station, okay?
Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a natural ball. Let your hair down, baby.
Did you know texting and driving is the cause of nearly 25% of all car accidents? That's 1.6 million accidents per year. Therefore, an average of 11 people die every single day. Is the text message worth a life? Take the pledge to drive phone-free today. For more information about texting and driving and how you can raise awareness, please visit the website at textresponsibly.org. It's time to think smarter behind the wheel. Arrive alive, don't text and drive.
Yes, absolutely, man. It's crazy to try to do something like that. You know, there's enough distractions out there on the road, you know, in other areas in regards to when you get behind the wheel of the car. Don't make things worse by texting while you're driving. It's a very dangerous situation. You risk the safety of yourself as well as the safety of other drivers and passengers, okay? Anyway, we got something else going. Of course, KPOO Radio is in a big campaign right now for raising $75,000 before the end of this month, and it's so important for you to help us out. We want to just let you know this is the time for giving. You know, it's the holidays, and how appropriate for us at this time to push you to help us out financially, okay? It's so important because the reward is amazing. You get an amazing award for doing this, and the big award, of course, is keeping us on the air with all the programming you cannot hear anywhere else in the world except right here on KPOO Radio. So one of the things you could do is maybe send us a personal check. That's right. That's right. Personal check, cashier's check, or whatever, and put KPOO on that particular item there. And, of course, anything you send us is totally tax deductible because KPOO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That is very good news. So you got a double bonus there. But anyway, personal check, cashier's check, or money order, place it in an envelope, address that envelope, the KPOO, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco, 94115. Again, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco, 94115. You know, help us out today with whatever you can do. Help us out today. Help us. Help us. We need your help. And when it raised that $75,000, we definitely did wonders at the end of last year because we achieved our goal and went beyond that. When at that time, our goal was $50,000, and we went well beyond that. So we want to see if we can really achieve a higher goal by raising $75,000. And perhaps in a miracle type of a situation, we can go beyond that, too, by New Year's Eve. So help us out today, okay? You know, because, you know, we're an independent, non-commercial station. You know, I've been serving San Francisco since 1973. We don't have any former revenue coming into the station in the advertising arena because we can't do that. It's against our license. The FCC says, no, you cannot do any advertising on the station. You know, we lose our license if we start advertising. So the only way we can get revenue to keep our operation going is your generous tax-deductible contribution. So help us out today. You know, it's important that you help us out because it's very expensive to run a radio station. Even a community station like ours is extremely expensive. So we need your help today. It ain't cheap, and a lot of the vendors that we have to deal with as far as keeping the station up, they're not going to give us any financial breaks. No, they're not going to give us any discounts on replacing equipment. The phone company isn't going to give us any discounts, you know, when it's time to pay the bills. PG&E is not going to give us any discounts. You know, it's expensive to run a radio station, even a community station. So we need your help today. There is no doubt about it, okay? And we want to try to make it as easy as possible for you to help us out financially, okay? And all our staff members are volunteers. There's nobody who takes a salary here. So, you know, all goes to the operation costs of this radio station, all the money that comes in. So it's important for you to help us out. Nobody's getting rich here, okay? Nobody here at the station is getting rich. So we definitely need your help today, and we want to try to make it as easy as possible for you to help us out today. And there you go. And, of course, we just gave you the information on how you can send us a check via snail mail, but you can go to the KPOO website at kpoo.com and click the Support Us link. Okay, and there you'll see a couple of paragraphs on why we need your money, and then you'll see some options. One of the options, of course, I already told you about, and that is the snail mail, but there's a couple other electronic options that you can utilize as far as sending us money. And one of those is through authorize.net. You can even set up a plan. We can have an automatic monthly charge on your credit card, okay? It's easy. It's secure. Just go to authorize.net. As a matter of fact, there's a link there, a donate button that goes to authorize.net, so you can set up an account using a credit card. It's secure. You don't have to worry about identity theft. Yes, the most highest-end type of encryption is used on this website, so you're in good shape. So you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your identity, okay? Authorize.net as one of the means of credit card donations. Of course, one of the other means, which is just as secure, is via PayPal. It's safe and secure, just like Authorize.net. And you'll see a choice of four different types of credit cards you can use: MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover. So there you go. It's so easy to use, to definitely set up a plan so you can have an automatic charge on your credit card, either by PayPal or through authorize.net, okay? Something else, too, we got KPOO T-shirts. Mm-hmm, that's right. Those T-shirts have been around for a while here, especially the new design, a whole new montage in the background with KPOO San Francisco 89.5 and a very large white font in the foreground. These are fantastic T-shirts. They're 100% cotton, silkscreen on a gray background there, and they're just phenomenal, phenomenal T-shirts. They're just fantastic. And they come in six sizes: small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, and 3X. And, of course, if you want to order your T-shirt or just come down to pick up your T-shirt, they're $20 each. And you must call the station ahead of time to make sure the sizes you want are in stock, okay? You definitely have to call the station. Now, there's nobody here who can answer the phone right now. There's no volunteer who can answer the phone at the 415-346-5373. Of course, that's the number you should call, 415-346-5373. That's the regular business line. But hold off on your call until a volunteer arrives, usually around a little after 11 o'clock. Somebody will be able to answer the phone and take your order. This is so important because they also want to check to make sure the size you want is in stock, because these T-shirts go really, really fast. So they got to check their inventory and make sure what sizes you want are in stock. And once arrangements are made and it has been through the fact-finding method that we have around here that the sizes you want are in stock, then you can make arrangements to come down to the station to pick up your T-shirt and make arrangements with the volunteer here, okay? And the address, once you've got all that figured out, is 1329 Divisadero. Again, KPO's address is 1329 Divisadero here in San Francisco. We're between Ellis and O'Farrell, and we're just a block and a half away from Geary. So easily accessible by SFMTA Muni. There's no doubt about it. 38 Geary bus runs east-west, just a block and a half away from the KPOO studios. Or you could take the 24 trolley coach line, which stops just a block away from the studios there. So you can't beat that as far as trying to get here. The convenience by public transportation to help us out financially by dropping off a check or whatever, or cash, and to pick up your T-shirt. Or if you just want to drop off cash, you can do that too. But if you want a T-shirt, you know, they're $20 each. They're high quality. They're fantastic silkscreen, 100% cotton, high quality. They'll last almost forever. And all the revenue coming in from T-shirt sales go to the operation of this radio station, all part of this campaign of raising $75,000. So help us out today, whatever you can afford. Definitely would be most appreciated, for sure. Okay. Anyway, enough of this. It's 13 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Brother Leo, Prison Focus Radio, coming up at the top of the hour. Of course, we had the retreat last Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, with Counselor Charles Carbone hosting the show. But I don't know if Charles will be back today, but obviously Brother Leo will always be in the studio. Prison Focus Radio coming up at 11. Anyway, back to our music. Billy Butler and the Enchanters.
My
November of 1964, I remember the release of this there. Nevertheless, Billy Butler and the Chanters. That's, I guess, the Iceman's brother, I guess. Here's Benny Spellman from 1965. Going back to the summer of 1965, Benny Spellman there, The Word Game. Kind of cute. Yeah. Anyway, from Benny Spellman to Peaches and Herb. One of their first records, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. End of 66, beginning of 1967. Let's all fall in love. Why not? Especially during the holidays. Peaches sang in this recording. That's right. Peaches and Herb, Let's Fall in Love. End of 66, beginning of 67. Once you fall in love, we could do a little dancing, maybe shaking your hips a little bit, okay? Also from 1966, Slim Harpo.
I want to tell you about a dance that's thrown around. from the grown-ups down. You have to move your head. You have to move your hands. You have to move your lips. Just shake your hips. And do the hip shake, baby. And do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Now if you don't know, don't be afraid. Just listen to me and do what I said. Don't move your head. Don't move your hands. Don't move your lips. Just shake your hips. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Now ain't that sweet?
Summer of 1966, Slim Harpo, ooh, shake your hips.
If you like computers, you want to make sure you check out The Computer Show, a program on the first Wednesday of the month hosted by me, Harrison Chastain, from 6 until 8 p.m., where we talk about computers, technology, and other issues concerning low-income people and people of color. So that's The Computer Show on the first Wednesday of each month from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on KPOO San Francisco and KPOO.com.
And the next Computer Show with Harrison Chastain III will be Wednesday, December 7th, which... God, it happens to be Pearl Harbor Day. Oh, well, I wonder what he's going to be talking about that. I don't know if he's going to mention Pearl Harbor. I don't know if that has anything to do with computers. But it's definitely a day of infamy. There's no doubt about it.
Everyone has ridden with an annoying commuter. Don't be an annoying commuter. First, let's start with either the very beginning of the trip or the very end, the escalator. If you have decided not to walk up the escalator, stand to the right so you can easily be passed on the left. Don't be oblivious. Second, let people walk off the tram before you walk on. It's a lot harder to exit a bus full of people than it is to enter one. Once you have arrived onto the bus, move to the back. It is important that you do not block the doors for others. Here are some basic rules of San Francisco Muni etiquette. A bag is not a passenger, therefore it does not deserve a seat on the train. Neither is a two-seater meant for one person, so don't sit across it like a bench. It may look stylish and nonchalant, but it is annoying, so stop. Remember to always give up your seat for senior citizens and women during pregnancy, and don't talk too loud on the phone. If you follow these rules, you and your fellow commuters are guaranteed to have an easy and pleasant public transportation experience.
Well, that's it. Another day members jiving around here on our first show for the month of December. It's also December 1st. You can't beat that. Yeah, anyway. We'll be doing it again with a mixture of just great R&B as well as some Christmas favorites right up until just before Christmas Day. Christmas is when? Sunday this year? I think it is. Anyway, you have a good weekend coming up, and looks like the weather's going to be nice. And take care. We'll catch you next Thursday. Brother Leo, Prison Focus is next. Bye.